It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, and that's Seal starting things off this morning, Kiss from a Rose. I woke up singing that song this morning. I don't know why.
You are indeed a strange person.
Yes.
Okay. Just so we have that out there, out in front of everything.
Yes, he is.
Clearly, sometimes there's a jukebox in my mind, and I think that's an Alabama song, by the way, but there's a jukebox in my mind, and occasionally it pops out
that
some really bizarre things.
That sounds like a country tune. We need to write that.
I think there is one.
Brandon, write that down. There's a jukebox in my mind. That's the title of our next country tune we write.
Hang on, I got to get a pencil.
He can't write.
Wow.
School hasn't started yet.
I've never seen
not prepared.
I have never seen producer Brandon write. It normally has something to do with something.
Yeah, he's always typing with his thumbs.
Yeah, it's normally thumbprints.
Okay, he's erasing.
He knows how to erase.
He's already misspelled something. Three letters right. In, he's got to erase.
Here it is. Told you so.
Okay.
There's
somebody beat you to
song,
it.
Sorry.
Alabama beat you to it.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. It was a good idea while we...
That's an appropriate time to say Roll Tide, I think.
20 seconds, it was a good idea.
I'll anyway. Give it 40.
Scott, there's a strange-looking gentleman at the other end of the table from me. Can you explain his presence and why he would be here?
No, I can't.
Well, then Tori might. Tori?
I will go ahead and bite on that one. We're in the middle of 13 weeks of amendments, and we are on Amendment 2. We have our expert at the end of the table, Alvin Peters from the League of Women Voters.
You got canned applause.
Hold the applause. Hold the applause.
Sit down, everybody. Sit back down.
And he's here to answer your questions. If you'd like to message us on Facebook, 907-WKGC is our page. And Amendment 2 is about property.
Again.
And again, yes, last week Amendment 1 was about the additional homestead exemption. And today, Alvin, well, why don't you tell us what Amendment 2 is about?
Well, thank you, Tori. It's a wonderful to be here at this cultural epicenter of...
What did you put in your coffee this morning?
Matt's good coffee, so I'm strong and ready to go. So Amendment 2 is the second amendment in our 13-week plan to unravel the amendments towards the November election. And Amendment 2 makes permanent what is currently a temporary cap of 10% on annual property value increases. So to translate that, it just basically continues what has been an amendment in place for the last 10 years. It expires in January, and this amendment would renew a restriction on how much property can increase in their assessed values in the upcoming years.
Well, so that's just how much the property appraiser can assess your property for, but you could still sell it for as much as you want. Doesn't affect
it doesn't affect
the sticker price.
Now, that is you can have a non-school tax, because I don't believe that's counted, is it? The school tax is separated. You can have a 10% increase in your tax every year. So if you take a $100,000 piece of property and put a $400,000 house on it, assuming, again, I think this is only outside the homestead exemption, the homestead rule, you could only raise the taxes on that by 10% a year.
Now, there is an exception, and that when you make a substantial change to the property or you sell the property, then that 10% cap doesn't apply.
That $400,000 house would be a substantial change, I think.
It's probably, is the substantial considered the 50% rule like they normally do on that? Do you know?
I don't think that's well defined.
Okay.
And,
oh, great.
So what you have with Amendment 2 is you have the Florida Association of Realtors, the Chamber of Commerce, Tax Watch are all in favor of it. The League of Women Voters and the Florida Education Association are against inserting these kind of caps into the Constitution.
You would rather, is the League's position they would rather see this codified rather than stuck into the Constitution?
Correct. That's a legislative decision, depending on how the legislators that we elect would decide how to go about raising taxes.
Leaving some more flexibility to your legislature rather than just putting every nuance in the Constitution.
Well, at least with regard to taxes. I think what the position of the League of Women Voters is that these kind of tax caps should be made by the legislators, not by the Constitution.
And this is just for non-homestead property. So this isn't about your first home, the home you live in. This is more towards people that have investment properties or vacation homes.
Correct. This is non-homestead property. And so it would relate primarily to commercial property, people's vacation homes, other properties.
So this is going to affect young Brandon over here.
Yeah, well, I know young
he's
Brandon.
Got a couple of,
I think he's a slumlord, isn't he?
I think he is. And a couple of vacation homes. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Alvin Peters this morning. He's representing the League of Women Voters. We're talking about Amendment 2. This is part of our 13-week examination of the 13 proposed amendments for the Florida Constitution. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll dig into this a little bit more. Programming today on 90.7 WKGC. Sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. Martin Page coming up next after the break on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's Martin Page in the House of Stone and Light on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Ironic, we're talking about houses.
Mm-hmm. We are.
We're talking about housing amendments, possibly a constitutional amendment. This is called Amendment Number 2, yes?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay, it's not just happens to be our second one that we're covering.
No, we're actually going through it in the order
What
a nifty idea.
We thought we'd do it in numerical order. I mean, we're creative around here.
And you only have to be able to count to 13, so don't get scared.
Okay? I'm not scared.
And then it depends. Maybe there's not going to be a 13th.
That's right. Yeah. Representing the League of Women Voters this morning is Alvin Peters to kind of unpack this for us. And I was learning off air that because you mentioned that there's a current provision for this 10% and it sunsets in January and it's currently in the Constitution.
That's right.
So people have already decided this or positively. Yeah.
Well, it was decided approximately 10 years ago to sunset that cap of 10%. And perhaps see how it worked. And here we are 10 years later, and the legislature has proposed this amendment to be renewed. And so Amendment 2 is a Florida legislature-created amendment. It needs, again, 60% of the folks in November to approve it to become a part of the Florida Constitution. And so that's the history of Amendment 2.
You know, would it have been so tough on them if this was a sunsetting just to propose a law? Rather than using,
yeah, I mean, do they just not want to?
Are they like Brandon, a little slow on writing, or what?
Sorry, Brandon.
Well, they've decided to put it in the Constitution, and that would probably make it harder in the long run to be changed. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So Amendment 2 is going to make permanent the 10% tax increase cap on your non-homesteaded properties, like your vacation home or your commercial building, something like that. So if I'm a property owner and invest in property, I probably want this.
Well,
I don't want my tax
portfolio,
to go
Tori.
Up. Right.
Look through your portfolio.
I'll schedule an appointment with my financial advisor. Exactly. Yeah.
And are you planning on doing major renovations to any of your non-homestead properties that are going to cause the value
to increase
more than 10% in any one year?
Right. But the downside is that there's a lot of tax revenue lost in your local government.
Well, local school districts are exempt. The tax that's related to school districts are exempt from this 10% cap. But other revenues that, for example, Bay County might receive to fund the sheriff's office, to build roads, pave roads, do the things that local government does, would be affected. And the legislative analysis says that approximately across the state that would amount to about $688 million in loss of revenue.
Wow, that's a lot of revenue to... You know.
Yeah, I think we calculated off here. You're looking at 1% of the total state revenue.
Mm. Wow. Well, that would help, wouldn't it? I mean,
it's a judgment call for the voters, obviously.
Sure. That's what we're doing. That's why we're talking about it, right? But what about for someone that doesn't own property? How does this affect them? Your rent go up or?
Possibly.
Okay.
I think those are possible concerns. Mm-hmm. I think realistically what this does is it restricts revenue receipts for state government and local government, and it makes it more predictable in the sense of if there's a sudden surge in real estate values above 10%, or in some locality where real estate might be increasing by more than 10%, those property owners would have a level of protection.
Right, so they'd really be cashing in.
Well, they'd at least own something.
Or saving a lot.
They'd be owning something that isn't subject to immediate increases in taxes or severe or sudden or sharp increases in taxes.
So if you had a property and you were paying $3,000 a year on taxes this year, next year you could only pay $3,300.
Right, at the very maximum.
At the very
maximum. It can only go up.
Even if the value on the property pretty much exploded. I imagine...
So in that case, we really are shorting the local government in that case. I mean,
possibly, but really in the short term, because these things, is this true that you can go continue every year to go up 10%?
Similar to like the 3% homestead cap that we have. So it would go up as if the value remained high.
It would ramp in. It would ramp.
You could ramp even if you had a spike. You could continue to ramp up and even it out over time.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Okay.
Again, we're talking with Alvin Peters. He's representing this morning the League of Women Voters, and we're talking about Amendment 2. Visit us on our Facebook page if you have a question. Go ahead and send us a message, and we will pass it along, and those of you with, who've got this under your belt can answer it, because it's not me.
Okay.
What are they going to charge me on my cardboard box that I live in?
Well, you've made significant upgrades on that refrigerator box you found.
That is true.
Eventually, you're going to have to pay more taxes on it.
Something like that.
It's a really nice one.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think I got it from you.
You did.
Yeah, that's good. Right. Again, visit us on our webpage, or our Facebook page, I should say, at 907WKGC on Facebook, and you can send us a message. We'll pass it along to Alvin and see if we can trump him this morning, no pun intended there. Sorry about that. We do have a look at that weather forecast coming your way in just a few minutes from News 13's Ross Whitley. Let us know if we've got some more rain coming. It certainly was raining out there.
Wow, it did rain a lot.
Yeah.
Very hard. Yeah. I had to wait to leave the house. It was downpouring so much.
Yeah.
This morning.
I had to pack up the kiddo and her rain boots this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you wear your galoshes?
No. But I think I saw kayaks running down my alley.
We've talked about the galoshes thing before, Scott. You really should.
No, I was barefoot.
Okay.
I brought my umbrella today.
Whoa.
Very good.
That's a big deal for you. Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break, and we have some music here from Boston coming up. And like I said, that weather forecast. Send us your message through our Facebook page, and we will ask the question of Alvin about Amendment 2. If you want to go back and ask about Amendment 1, I guess we can go there too. Why not? Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's Lenny Kravitz on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, an American woman. It's 9:36, and a happy wet Thursday to you all. Representing the League of Women Voters this morning, it's Alvin Peters. And we should mention, by the way, as a man, we can be members of the League of Women Voters.
Absolutely, Scott. Totally cool with male members of the League of Women Voters.
I'm good with it.
Go for it.
Tom, are you a member yet?
You were having
website problems,
no,
right?
And I told Cecile, that who is the president of the local league, as soon as she gets her website fixed, I would join. That's the carrot at the end of that stick. She gets me as a member as soon as you can sign up online.
And I assure you, Tom, it's imminent. Imminent.
Yeah. Okay. As soon as it is, she says she's going to send me a message saying, "Okay, go," because I will instantly become a member.
Very good.
And where's the website right now? Is it lwvfl.com?
That's right. That's the statewide website. You can go to lwvfl.com or .org, I think it is, actually, and look them up. And there's a page there that lists all 13 amendments.
Mm-hmm.
You can read to your heart's content and be a fully informed, conscientious voter as we unravel all 13 amendments that are on the November ballot. But I need to mention also that this Monday evening at the FSU Holly Center, the Bay County League of Women Voters will host a candidate forum for the candidates who are up for election in August, on August 28th, the primary election, which includes the school board races and the Democratic congressional primary race. So those candidates will be at the FSU Holly Center this coming Monday, August 20th, at 6 o'clock.
I got my primary ballot in the mail yesterday.
I did too.
Yeah. My sample ballot.
My sample ballot.
Yes.
I did too.
Now, these amendments aren't on the primary, are they?
No. This is the November ballot.
Okay.
And we'll do one a week leading up to the election. We've got just the right amount of weeks.
So are we now 12 weeks away from election? That means my birthday's right around the corner, by the way.
Amendment 13, which was the last one, may not make it.
That's true.
We've had a last-minute court challenge on the wording of Amendment 13 by the, I believe, mostly by the...
Where do we stand on that right now?
The dog track folks.
Well, people are going to court. They're looking at the language of these amendments, and some folks are taking them to court. But those decisions will have to be made pretty quickly in the next few weeks because election's coming.
Yeah, the supervisor election say we have to print our ballots ahead of time. You can't wait until 2 days before the election and add or change an amendment. So there is a motion out there, although the Greyhound thing is currently scheduled to be on the ballot. There's been a court challenge to some of the language on that, so we'll see what happens. It's really in the hands of the court system at this point.
And a lot of the language in these is confusing. That's why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll notice that some of the amendments have multiple subjects, and that's because they come from the Constitutional Revision Commission, and the CRC meets every 20 years to propose constitutional amendments, and they don't seem to have the single subject rule that governs citizen initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
So if you create a citizen initiative, you got to gather the 1,000,000 or 800,000 signatures, and it has to meet the Supreme Court's requirement of single subject nature. However, the Constitutional Revision Commission seemingly doesn't have that single subject rule. So some of these amendments, as we go through them, will have odd things connected to each other, like fracking offshore or drilling offshore with smoking or vaping indoors. So it's an odd connection.
There's some very odd connections. Some of them look like kind of little political gifts to go along to try to influence how you looked at that amendment or who supported
sneaky.
It.
Well, who oversees the Constitutional Revision Group?
Well, the Constitutional Revision Commission is actually consists of basically people who are appointed by different political forces in the state of Florida, the governor, the legislature, the Supreme Court, various entities appoint people to it, and there really is no one who probably reviews or checks them work, perhaps other than maybe the Florida Supreme Court in deciding whether or not this process is legal or justifiable to have so many multi-subject in one proposed ballot. And so I think there is some challenge to that going on, but we'll see where that goes. There really isn't much supervision to the CRC.
Sounds like there should be.
Well,
we're
very shortly, very soon now, we're going to get into some of those multi-subject amendments. It'll be interesting trying to figure out, what influences we're seeing at work here.
Right.
Well, it's like the citizens are being invited to the sausage factory, right? You always say that.
That's probably true, yes.
Tom, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Ask Tom. I'm sure it's funnier than what I'm going to say. I was just going to recap that we're doing Amendment 2 today, which is more straightforward than some of the than what is coming up. But if you did have a question about Amendment 2, if you're a homeowner or an investment property owner, you might have a question. Or if you're just a regular citizen and going, this is a lot less tax money for my neighborhood. Should I be concerned? You can ask your question on Facebook, 907-WKGC.
Well, and if this doesn't get passed, is there a likelihood that the legislature will take it up and actually make it a law?
Well, they may. They may. They have that power.
Sure.
And so, realistically, Amendment 2 just puts a cap of 10% on the increase in assessed value for non-homestead property.
Right.
And that's what Amendment 2 does. It possibly has cost the government about $700 million in lost revenue. And it's supported by the Florida Association of Realtors, Tax Watch, and the Chamber of Commerce. And it's opposed by the League of Women Voters and the Florida Education Association.
Okay. Well, why would the Florida Education Association oppose this? Because they're one of the taxes that's protected inside it.
Right, and it does exempt school district taxes from this 10% cap. But I imagine the teachers and their association are interested in avoiding putting tax caps and restrictions into the Constitution.
Well, okay. And the other thing to look at is those of us who have homestead exemptions, the overall tax rates, Florida has to balance its budget. And they're going to find that $600 million somewhere. And it can be from the overall tax base here. So, yes, they can't increase Brandon's, when he improves one of his rental houses, they can't increase his value more than 10% per year. But if they have to have the money, they might come back to the rest of the taxpayers here to get that.
Right. Well,
or they may ask Brandon for a tuition increase.
It's very, very likely, yeah, they could.
Mm-hmm. Which currently Gulf Coast State College has the lowest per credit hour tuition in the state of Florida.
This whole thing, Alvin, is like one of those later amendments. We're getting stuff added to the discussion now.
Well, let's take a break for a moment, and Tom, tell us about the vinyl plate today.
Okay, the vinyl plate today is, I guess one of judging from its charting, is one of everybody's favorite songs. It originally appeared in 1971 on Carole King's Tapestry album, which at the time was the best-selling album ever. It was dethroned by Thriller, I believe, by
it's a little known song.
Another little known album. This is also that same year it was recorded by a good friend of hers, and she actually performed. She plays the piano on this version. James Taylor released it on his Mudslide Slim album. So here we go with one of a very highly selling song. You've Got a Friend.
It's the vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing is going. Rise and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Will it take your soul if you let them? Oh yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh baby, winter, spring, summer, or fall, hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend.
Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
It's our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Tom, you picked that one. I love James Taylor.
Yeah, I do too. And almost every guitar player likes him because that gentleman can play guitar in a very unique manner. Very difficult to do, for me anyway. But I think people with more talent could get it out.
Yeah.
But, Tori and I were talking, that's my favorite.
That version is the best one, too.
I agree with you completely. Mm-hmm. Although I like Carole King
there
Tapestry,
are many, right.
One of my very favorite albums anywhere, I like this version of that song. And she did play on it. She played the piano on that. So,
good. Nice one. Thank you.
Well, we're talking this morning about one of the amendments that is being proposed for November on the ballot.
There are a lot of amendments to decide this time for voters.
Well, it's very good that we're unraveling them one at a time.
Well, we've invited Alan Peters, representing the League of Women Voters, to help us unpack this because it is confusing. This is a little more straightforward. There's some background is a little more confusing.
Yeah, we're ramping up to some of these more difficult
ones. I'm anxious for the ones that we're going to get heated about. You know, I want to see Tori with some steam under her collar, you know.
Well, it's going to be easy on some of the later ones, as Alvin said earlier. There's actually several things going on because apparently the Constitutional Revision Committee (CRC) is above the rules.
They have no babysitter.
I think that's a better point. They weren't assigned a babysitter.
So somebody should. I mean, do they ever get slapped on the wrist and say, you know, you shouldn't be packing all of this stuff together at one time? You can't do it.
Well, I guess that's part of what is going on with Amendment 13 is, you know, it's in court because they feel the wording is so confusing to voters that it's going to make people vote wrong.
And what is Amendment 13 again?
Greyhound.
Greyhound dogs.
The Greyhound Racing Amendment.
Okay.
Yeah. Which you can read the details at lwvfl.org.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
And as a guy, Brandon, as a dude, you can join the League of Women Voters.
That's true. Yeah.
And do so and do so free, Brandon, because there's a special this year for students.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
You get to join for free. They're going to make me pay.
What if I work with students? Does that count?
That might count, Scott. We'll take it under consideration.
Okay, that's good. Because, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a headache or two. Every day.
I'll send Cecile down to make a ruling on that.
Okay. You should. So next week is we'll take a look at Amendment 3. And we were talking a little bit off air earlier. What does Amendment 3 say? We don't have to unpack the whole thing. But what is a preview of Amendment 3?
Let's see. Amendment 3 is related to homesteads. And it's...
More homesteads?
More homesteads. So let me.
So again, pertinent to property owners, if you own property, whether it's your first home or your second home, well, even if you rent, it could end up affecting prices when you start messing around with people's homestead exemptions and so forth.
Anytime you deal with taxes, it affects everybody because the state of Florida has to balance its
budget.
Right.
If it's going down one place, it's going up somewhere else.
Or services are going to be cut.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
There is no choice. Florida has no choice.
There's that also. So if you have questions about any of the amendments, you can hit our Facebook page, 907WKGC.
Okay. I misspoke about Amendment 3. Amendment 3 is the one relating to controlling how gambling might be approved in the state of Florida.
Wow. Okay.
So Amendment 3 is the one where...
Is that any kind of gambling?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Any kind of casino gambling has to be approved by a citizen initiative, and that would be a statewide restriction on gambling. So that'll be an interesting one to talk about next week.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great. Will you be joining us, or are you sending in your...
That remains to be seen. I'm merely the, you know, the
You're always welcome.
I'm the husband of the president of the Bay County League of Women Voters.
So you do as you're told.
As the first husband.
Well, regardless of what we're talking about, Alvin, you're always welcome on the show. You can feel free to come on in.
You can come up and juggle.
You're the first man.
During the breaks, we really enjoy jugglers. We've had Jason heading up here juggling for us. So.
Very hard to juggle on the radio, really.
It's hard to see it, you know.
It's like announcing volleyball. It's That's another one.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you don't know what you're doing.
Scott's addition was, ow, that looked like it hurt.
Yeah, she just got that in the face. We're coming up on 10 o'clock, and we'll close out the show this way. Again, Alvin, thank you for coming in. And again, you're always welcome. I caught this morning just a few minutes ago as we were checking the news. Aretha Franklin, undisputed queen of soul.
Undisputed.
Yeah, she passed away. 76.
Wow.
She was sick for some time.
It was earlier in the week. It was announced that she was very under the weather.
Mm. Pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what an incredible performer, singer. I mean, just great musician all around. I want to close out the show with two songs from her. One is probably my first really understanding of who Aretha Franklin was. It came from the movie The Blues Brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, she's singing Think, which is a song I think to myself from time to time as I'm trying to keep myself out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Think about what you're trying to do to me. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, a song she's probably most famous for.
Respect.
Yes. Taught you how to spell it, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll close out with a little tribute to Aretha Franklin. We'll start out with Think right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Change.